So next performer up is Gail. It's Ed Bannett. You're after Ed. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. That's all right.
My name's
not Ed. No, your name's not Ed. So we got two more before the mini set. Ed and.
Somewhere I said I was going to put him.
1 second while we while you consult here. Okay, you're up. Our next performer, the only thing that's predictable about Ed Bannett is that he's going to be unpredictable. John. But unpredictable in a really kind of charming and funny way. Unless he decides to be really unpredictable and do something really sort of heartfelt and sweet. So let's have a round of applause and a welcome for Ed Bannett.
Thank you, John. Hello, Colonial Inn. You know, I have a bunch of performances for special occasions, and this is one of them. A tourist in Vienna is walking past a graveyard on October 31st. All of a sudden, he hears some music. No one's around. So he starts searching for the source. He finally locates the origin and finds that it's coming from a grave with a headstone that reads Ludwig von Beethoven, 1770 to 1827. Then he realizes that the music is Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and it's being played backwards. Puzzled, he leaves the graveyard and persuades a friend to return with him. By the time they arrive back at the grave, the music has changed. Now it's Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. But like the previous piece, it's also being played backwards. Curious, the men decide to consult a music expert, a music scholar. And when they return with the expert, after telling him about the music that they had heard, the Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is being played, again, backwards. The expert notices that the symphonies are being played in the reverse order in which they were composed. The ninth, then the seventh, and then the fifth. By the next day, word had spread, and a throng had gathered around the grave. They were all listening to Beethoven's Second Symphony being played backwards. Just then, the graveyard caretaker ambled up to the group. Someone in the crowd asked him if he had an explanation for the music. He says, "Oh, it's nothing to worry about. He's just decomposing. Trick or treat." Thank you, Colonial Inn.
Okay. You know, we're all waiting with bated breath for that one punchline. Nice job, Ed.